accepting ourselves, a place where boys, pups, and subs alike can kick back and discuss things amongst themselves. Email your questions to boyneil@houseofmnsm.com. That's boy, B-O-Y, Neil, N-E-A-L.
Well, hello, everybody. Another Sunday night here and another show. Hope everyone's getting all their holiday crap out of the way and done. I know I'm already tired of it. It's just enough is enough. Holidays are a pain in the ass, if you ask me. What do you think, Master?
Bah, humbug.
It's good to see a few people out.
Yeah, actually, out where?
Out at Envy, sir.
Oh, we're going to start off right with that, are we? Okay.
Well, why not?
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm sorry. What am I taking your storm from your...
My storm?
Or your...
No, thunder.
Thunder?
I guess. Not at all, boy.
No,
go ahead.
Not at all. But anyway, it was a pretty good night.
Well, why don't you explain what we did?
There's nobody at all in the chat room. Isn't that odd? You're not even in the chat room.
I'm in there.
You don't show you're in there.
Oh, I think I fell out. Okay.
Okay.
Well, we've got listeners. I can see them.
We had Kink Night at Envy Bar up in
Cake Night.
Kink Night.
Ah, okay, yeah.
In St. Catharines. You got very busy making out with trannies all night.
Someone is going to get a slap.
But I might like it.
Yeah, I know you like it.
I wonder where Slave Wayne is. He's not on.
He actually had, the slave had to stop for groceries on his way home.
Ah, okay.
That's, so he had something to eat.
That would be a good idea.
Yeah. So the Envy last night, and
Envy
we made
really well.
A couple hundred bucks, I think, last night alone, which was
That's
really
you
good.
You said something like that, it totaled up to.
Yeah,
it was
200, 300.
A lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. That was
Brought
great.
Some of our equipment. People got to play with it and use it.
And you sold some things, I hear.
Well, yeah, I've got a couple orders for paddle and a cross I got to make.
What was the paddle order? Do you know yet?
Yeah, I do. It was for somebody wants it for their master.
Oh, very nice. And you're going to do just a non-collapsible cross?
Non-collapsible cross.
So basically a couple pieces of wood.
Basically, yeah.
And a frame. So mm-hmm. That'd be good.
It'll work.
Yeah, I think that's very good for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have that. Oh, you're not going to have that done by Christmas, obviously, because that's tomorrow.
No, these don't need to be done by Christmas.
Okay, good.
They need to be done by the next Kink Night, which will be.
Oh.
I think we should look on the calendar. Is it the 20th? Let's take a look.
It will be the last Saturday of the month.
The last Saturday of the 26th. Month? No, yeah, it's the 26th. Are you sure that's it, not the 19th?
The last Saturday.
It is the last Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah, because you have your gay bingo.
I have my gay bingo on the 12th of... No, it's the 2nd.
Is it the 2nd one?
The 2nd Saturday, which
Hi,
will
Pooks.
Be the 12th.
Sir Mark just showed up.
It's gay bingo in Buff, New York. The theme this month is farm boy, so
oh,
I can
fuck.
Fit right into that. I got the
I know
overalls
exactly. You're
and the boots. And
overall and rubber boots. That's
yeah,
exactly it. So what you normally
no
wear.
No shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What? Those were there from last week.
Are you sure they're not for some today?
No.
Those were from your crying last week. What did we make you cry about last week? We made you cry about
it's
something.
It's not a show if he doesn't cry.
What did we cry about? I forget what it was.
What do we always cry about?
I forget last week why we made him cry.
You've done to me.
Oh, fuck. Here we go. He just gets here already. He's starting with stuff I've done to him.
Oh.
Oh, we're not going to talk about last night again, are we?
No, not at all.
we were talking
up?
About it.
Yeah, we were actually talking about last night.
All right, I have lost. There we go.
Now I've lost mine.
Have you?
I have.
Well, adjust.
I can't tell.
Well, you need to just adjust your little headphone thingy there.
Oh,
that microphone loud.
Now I've got it. Now everything.
All right, don't touch the thing. So
now seems to work.
Yeah. Okay, good. I'm gonna. Wow, we didn't do a show last week. So I'm just trying to get everything back up and running here. All right, we're good. So Envy Kink Night last night was a whole lot of fun, I do have to say. Thank you, everybody that came out. It was always good to see everybody. We raised some money for charity, which is kind of why we're doing this. And I don't think you plugged yourself in, Sir Mark.
I don't know.
I did, but I unplugged myself out.
Okay. So, yeah, it was awesome. And we're kind of back now.
Yes. So, anyway.
So, yeah. Good. So, well, go ahead, Boyno.
Tonight, what I thought we would talk about a little bit is something, and I'll... There's not very anybody that I would put it... I guess I could still put it up in the chat room, although there's nobody there to look at it.
Well, that's all right. Put it up anyways.
But somebody can always email me and get it as well if they would like, or join the chat room.
What is it that you're going to be posting?
You can find the link to a Leather Boy's Bill of Rights.
The Leather Boy Bill of Rights. Yes. This is going to be an interesting, fun topic.
Is there such a thing?
Yes.
Yeah, there is.
There is. It's a pre-written.
I'm kidding.
Oh, doesn't that look like a penis?
What? Kind of.
I just saw it on the camera. I was like, "Wow, there's a penis on the table." Okay, well, here, put it over here. I'm freaking freezing. I think I might not got the broom.
Actually, I did post the link in the chat.
Okay. So, do you want to read them?
Yeah,
that's cool. And I'll just kind of go through them and read them and maybe discuss them a little bit.
Yeah.
They're pretty simple, actually, and it's a lot of what I talked about as far as when you get into, when you're searching to find a master, a sir, or a dominant, and you're a submissive, it's kind of the same way, but it's your rights as a submissive more than just as a boy. I mean, they call it the Boy's Bill of Rights in this article that I copied and pasted into the...
No, a boy does not necessarily mean male, nor does it necessarily mean...
Exactly.
...gender at all.
In fact, there used to be some things in the leather community, and I've never quite figured it out. A boy that was a female, they used to spell it...
B-O-I.
B-O-I.
That was a misnomer. Yes.
But then it kind of got changed, and all of a sudden, everybody seems to use that. In fact, I've noticed that if you go into different any kind of a chat room, I remember seeing people would call themselves a boy, B-O-I, and they were.
It was
a
female.
No, it was a male.
Oh, it was a male. Oh, I. To be perfectly honest, I am not. So I don't know if that was true
or not.
I don't really truly do.
But anyway,
I don't like the separation. Just because you're male or female does not necessarily make you not be a boy. Like there's quite a few leather female boys.
They just came out with a new. Where did I or. Who is it? Pup Coy was telling us there's in Switzerland they just came out with a new term.
A new noun for...
There's no male or female anymore.
No male or female, and that's what they're having them use in school.
Did we talk about that last year?
Non-gender term.
No, we weren't here last week.
We weren't here last week. Oh, that's right. We weren't here last week. That's right.
Some non-gender word that they want to use.
I'll look it up quick. So anyway, let's...
So let's just say it's a submissive.
You got to speak into the microphone.
Let's just say it is a submissive Bill of Rights. How's that?
I'm okay with that.
That kind of makes it a little more accurate, I think.
Okay, so what's the rules?
Rule number one, every submissive has the right to have his body, intellect, and emotions protected by his dom.
All right, so what does that mean?
Well, it means he has the right to have those protected. A proper dom doesn't have the right... To physically harm someone, and physical harm, of course, doesn't mean getting flogged. I mean, unless that's what you want. I mean, physical harm means beyond what you want, or causing permanent damage.
Okay.
You know?
But what if I want to brand you?
What if you want to, or if I agree to it, that's fine.
Hmm.
I mean,
really?
That would be something that a submissive has to agree to.
What, being brand? Why? You're my submissive. I should be able to brand you if I want.
You still have to agree. That's a permanent mark on your body, sir. A submissive has the right.
They got tattoos. What the hell's the difference, boy?
And I decided to get those.
Yeah, well, it's different now. You have a collar around your neck and a lock on it. It's mine.
So I won't get any more tattoos unless you agree that I could have
them. Well, I think Sir Mark wants to brand your ass. I'm pretty sure.
Mm, I don't think so.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
See, I knew it was you.
So, I heard he wants us to have matching brands on our asses.
I have to address something.
The matching brands?
No. Yeah. What the fuck do you have on your head?
Oh, I'm wearing a Santa Claus hat.
Yeah. It's a sleeve to a shirt.
Okay, I was cold.
Redneck.
I was freaking
freezing. It's redneck Santa.
My redneck Santa hat, yeah. Okay. Yeah, so
that was just like something else we saw earlier. What was that? Taking the garbage out Canada style.
Oh my god,
if
that was
any
so
of you
funny.
People have Yahoo, look up Yahoo. Apparently it's some video that went viral. It's in your it'll be in your Yahoo front page. And it was some Canadian man running, taking the garbage out in the middle of a snowstorm.
And he hides behind the garbage. That was
and
really
nothing but his underwear. And then a car is coming by the street, and he hides behind his garbage can because he don't want the neighbors to see
Did
him
see
driving
that?
By in just
oh,
his
so
underwear.
You have to see
we'll
that
find the link,
video.
And we'll
I'll
definitely
post that link.
Post
that was
the
funny.
Link. It is hilarious.
So
it was somebody up in Canada.
So let's get back to where we were.
So anyway, then we're back. Talking about intellect. You can every boy has a right to have his body, intellect, and emotions protected by his dom. Mm-hmm. In other words, it can't be an abusive relationship. It's not
I think,
meant to
I
be
think
abusive.
That's the way
it's meant to be symbiotic.
Yes, it is meant to be symbiotic.
Not
good.
Abusive, and that's what they're talking about.
Well, I mean, isn't every kink relationship abusive? I mean, isn't
no,
that what the
not.
Vanillas think?
It's called no. symbiotic.
Well, actually, you know, and we know that we've had that issue with us, actually, our family, with people that have known
people
Sir Mark for many years.
Abusive.
Yeah, like people that knew you for many, many years, and they kind of well, actually, it was more against me, wasn't it?
Yeah, they thought you were being
well,
abusive.
Well, yeah, they thought you abused all of us.
Right.
Which they were right.
Well, get used to it. No, and it is it's a the way people look at it, and I can I can understand how they might see that, especially with people yelling and screaming and crying out for mercy that they just never get and. That's terrible.
But see, we didn't do that much of that.
Well, no, we didn't have to. Just the idea of me hitting you with a paddle
and
was enough.
And then how those things changed at the camp. That's just amazing. By the end of the year, I'll still never forget four in the morning? That was one time, no, 3 a.m.
Oh, God.
We were spanking Slave Wayne
well,
so
we
hard.
All
we were all messed up.
I was not. I was in bed, actually.
And we didn't wait. I don't know how we didn't wake you up.
Oh, I got a text message.
Oh, yes, from the other
at
end.
At 3:05. Sir Mark, is that coming from your site, and should we come and join the party?
Yeah.
I says, I'm in bed. You may. The slave is crushing cans.
Yes.
That was good.
But wow, anyway. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. So,
anyway.
Yeah, so let's say we're going to use the word harm then, right? You shouldn't be bringing harm to...
Or abuse. I think abuse is a good word.
It all really right, we'll leave abuse.
Rule number 2, every boy has the right to choose the man or the woman, or every submissive has the right to choose the man or woman whom he or she serves, and to discontinue that service and take his or her leave without being subject to physical, mental, or emotional abuse.
There's your word.
And that's the whole key, the abuse. Oh.
So now...
It's not saying...
So you get, let's say, for whatever reason, you decide, you know what, you know, it's been a great ride, I'm kind of done, I don't want to be this anymore.
I think there's different levels to that.
Okay, go ahead.
Once you've accepted a permanent collar, it's a little different because you've accepted other commitments. And this is kind of a generic thing, and it doesn't have all the
Really?
Answers.
So you think just because you have accepted a permanent collar that you don't have the same right... to walk away from this if it gets abusive?
Well, sure. If it gets abusive,
okay.
That's the key,
yep.
Yes.
Okay.
But this kind of seems to leave it almost wide open, and it's not a wide open. It's still a relationship.
Yeah.
There's still commitments there.
Mm-hmm.
But if it does get emotionally, physically, or mentally abusive, yeah, you have the right.
Of course Everyone you do. Does. Everybody does.
Everybody does.
Oh, I just farted. Oops.
Oh, nice.
I said that on lamb.
So you ate those potatoes. I told you. See?
So, we've gotten 2 down and 27 to go. So, what's the next one?
Number 3. Every boy has the right to be cared for, disciplined, appropriately, and allowed
Why does he look
to
at me
feel
when he says
pride
that?
In his submission. And that's the key, too. You got a few, it's all right to be proud to be submissive.
Of course it is.
I mean, it's interesting.
How many times
that's
have I said that to you, boys?
A lot of people don't see. You know, or they have issue or they have problem with it a little bit.
Okay. With being a submissive, and why do you think that
being
is?
With a submissive, I think it's, I don't know why, because I don't have answers to everybody. I think it could be linked to low self-esteem. I think somebody who is somebody who's naturally submissive but don't want to admit it is going to always put themselves in rough situations.
Yes. I
always
have a theory
put
on
in a
this.
Bad place. What's your theory?
I have a theory. why? Yeah, you know what? I think we're going to go to
a commercial.
Oh.
And then we'll come back with that. You are listening to House of MNSN Radio. If you'd like to drop Boy Neil an email, it's boyneil@houseofmsn.com. And yeah, that's it. We're going to go to commercial.
We'll be right back.